coming Monday, the Prime Minister is currently scheduled to make a statement at the National Press Gallery in relation to the industry policy statement, which will be finalised at the Cabinet meeting next Monday. On top of that, on Tuesday, we expect Cabinet to address a submission that I've put up to it in relation to getting approval to proceed with legislation for space activities, which will largely affect launching and, of course, also a satellite operation. Most of this results from liabilities that the Commonwealth has accepted as a result of signing various United Nations treaties. Probably the most significant aspect, from not only from the launch vehicle point of view, but also from operating satellites, Australian-owned satellites, is that Australia's party to five United Nations treaties. The three more significant ones are the Outer Space Treaty, the Liability Convention, and the Registration Convention. The liability one being the foremost one. Essentially, having signed up to those treaties, the Commonwealth has total and absolute liability for any damage caused to third international parties as a result of its launch activities, and by the same token, and any damage that could be caused by an Australian payload if it's launched by an overseas launch organisation. And liability is not shared. You know, if you put up a FedSat, which might be a 100 kilo type of satellite, in with a couple of geo type mass payloads, the liability isn't distributed on the basis of mass or cost. It is shared. So you can find that, for example, there's a small company in Queanbeyan, just out of Canberra, who've developed and have had manufactured a laser test bed satellite, which weighs about 50 kilos. It's about the size of a soccer ball, and that's going to be launched by the Russian Space Agency. It should have been launched by about now, but if something goes astray with that, and the major payloads on that launch will be Russian military payloads. If something goes astray there, well, Australia has an equal and joint responsibility for whatever damage occurs. So you've got this soccer ball type satellite, which really creates a liability factor of something like $200 million. And just the insurance bill on that is greater than the cost of developing the satellite. So there are issues like that we have to address. And it's as a result of these United Nations treaties that the need for legislation to govern launching and operating satellites, the sharing of liabilities, and simply enabling the industry to be able to establish itself, that's really created our need for this legislation. We have moved towards that. However, we haven't got approval to prepare legislation as such because of the very large amounts of money involved because of the liability aspect. The Cabinet will have to give approval not only for the preparation of legislation, but in so doing, acknowledge that they have this liability and acknowledge that they're prepared to see such industry grow in Australia. So some 2 years ago, in fact, when the Russian projects were first mooted for Australia, that even in Space Office days, the legislation aspect was recognised, or the lack of legislation. And some steps were taken towards looking at what would be needed and what sort of format it should take and what should be covered. And, of course, in the usual way, we looked at what's done in the United States, in the UK and other countries. And we did prepare a draft based very much on the United States model. And of course we acted in our own right. And that's one of the problems with engineers. You do things and then you suddenly find that there's a vast amount of bureaucracy that doesn't agree with the approach you've taken or the language you've used, etc. So we did finally get that right, even though theoretically we should not have got this far without approval. And the Office of Parliamentary Council, which is the legislative drafting body for government, has in fact drafted legislation for us, at least the first draft, and that was completed around about April, May this year. And the type of issues that are covered in that, and I can't go into any more detail on that because I legally can't, other than to say that in the new and in fact I can't even make copy. I'm not even allowed to make copies for the people who have to consider it. So I may have to go back to the Office of the Parliamentary Council and get them to reissue other numbered copies of this legislation, because until it reaches a stage where it can formally go out for consultation with potential stakeholders, it's got to be kept totally undercover. Particular thing is the government hasn't even approved the drafting yet. The areas that we clearly need to address are licensing issues for the launch vehicles, insurance to offset liabilities, approval of the actual launch sites, and this takes into account both state and Commonwealth requirements for safety and the various other issues. The aspects associated with registration of satellites, because of the liability that flows from that, and then more from the actual launch activity, the range safety requirements, the need for range safety officers, their powers, etc. We need to put in legislation so they can't be challenged. One aspect, of course, that we unfortunately have to pursue is fees, launch fees. Simple fact of life that the current arrangements within government are the user pays, and to administer this legislation, you'll need some sort of a regulatory and safety office, and its costs have to be passed on to some extent, and that has yet to be negotiated with the Department of Finance. But there's no way other than there will be some sort of a launch fee. Now, it's very very difficult to determine what would be fair. Clearly, you can't set it at a level that would be a total disincentive for industry. But by the same token, you have to meet the government's budgetary requirements that the Department of Finance impose on us, and we'll have to strike some sort of a balance. They could be quite modest in terms of the overall cost of a launch, particularly in terms of, say, the insurance needs, but $50,000, $100,000 for a licence fee could be quite a disincentive in its own right. And then finally, of course, the legislation will address liability and compensation should there be an accident. And the final stage is the legislation will be fairly broad in its own right, and it'll empower the minister, in other words, the department or the licensing organisation, to make detailed regulations in the same way as the Civil Aviation Safety Authority can do. Now, just that legislation, as I said, the first formal draft, in fact, has been prepared, but it can't even be processed until Cabinet gives approval for its preparation. Probably the only good news is that we've been trying to get to that point, and I was notified yesterday that Cabinet will be considering the submission in relation to legislation this coming Tuesday. So on Wednesday we'll either have the basis to look to the future or to look for new jobs. Well, that's certainly how my situation will be.